Welcome back to Morning Ireland. It's 7 minutes to eight and Adam is here with the business news.
Thanks, Karen. Enterprise Ireland supported food and drink companies spent €165 million on research and development last year, but the semi-state wants to see that increase in the years ahead. Today, it's holding its second ever Food Innovation Summit. 450 delegates due in Croke Park to hear about the growth potential that innovation offers. Ahead of that, though, I'm joined in studio by Enterprise Ireland Chairman Michael Carey and one of today's speakers, Sam Dennigan, who's founder of plant-based frozen food company Strong Roots. Michael, first, you, a lot of companies, a lot of your attendees today are probably just focused on staying afloat at the moment. Why should they be focused on putting some of their revenue and their time towards R&D and innovation?
R&D and innovation in the food sector is the engine of growth. It's what really, really matters for the future sustainability of the sector. It's a crucially important sector for the Irish economy. It accounts for about a third of all employment in Enterprise Ireland client companies. It accounts for half of all of the spending of Enterprise Ireland clients in Ireland and half of all the exports of Enterprise Ireland clients. So food and drink is crucially important to us, and driving it through growth through innovation and R&D is vital.
You, as I say, your research suggests 165 million spent last year on R&D. I think it's about 100,000 per company. How much would you like to see that rise to? How much bigger does that need to be?
We should be aiming to double that spend as a sector. We should be focusing on opportunities to invest in new innovation, in entrepreneurial businesses, in ambitious companies that can really scale and become meaningful in the food sector across the world. The food market is open to Irish food. It's has a great reputation, and building it through new products, through innovative processes, through working together between the industry and the state agencies, Enterprise Ireland, Bord Bia, Chagos and others, is vitally important.
One of the Irish companies that has shown significant scale over the years is Strong Roots, founded in 2015. Today it's got significant product range across the US, UK, Australia, France and of course Ireland as well. Sam, was being innovative important to you from day one with your business?
Yeah, innovation was the core driver of our globalization success over the last 10 years. We took a view of innovation across multiple different verticals, not just product, but also our people strategy, our sustainability strategy. And that's ultimately what's taken notice from some of the bigger CPG companies, particularly in McCain, who acquired us a couple of months ago, to take an Irish company, put it on a global stage because of that innovation and the differentiation in our portfolio and our way of doing things than other bigger global companies.
Was it difficult to prioritise that, though, when you're starting out and you're just trying to keep the lights on? Was it difficult to put your focus on innovation as well?
The whole company has been built on the basis that we had to do something different. We had to do something new. We had to break through in a market that was very stagnant. We had to create a market where there wasn't one. So innovation has been the basis of our business, and we've used that as the fuel for growth for the last 10 years. So it was fundamentally important.
So what would your advice be to companies maybe that are at the starting point of their journey and looking at what they should prioritise and how they should go about innovating?
I think early on in the journey, growth can be the single focus, which is very, very important. Sales solves all problems. But ultimately, if you've got a product that isn't constantly being improved and isn't suitable for the consumer trends that are always changing, there's going to be more difficulty in outer years. So always concentrate and reinvest in innovation is my advice.
Michael, one of the topics that's likely to be discussed today is AI. What role do you think that could play in the food industry?
AI is affecting everything right across Enterprise Ireland's client base in every sector. I think in the food industry, it can play a role in areas of process, in areas of research, in intelligent research, and sticking to the innovation theme, in areas of product testing, taste testing, preempting taste, just looking at written recipes and using it to analyse what the potential taste, future taste profiles might be. AI is incredibly powerful, and we're putting huge resource across the whole span of Enterprise Ireland's work on AI in every sector.
Sam, I know you said you were acquired by McCain recently, but would you see AI as being a potential game changer for a company like Strong Roots?
Yeah, AI is something that we've already been using for the last number of years in our marketing and our data analysis in order to do things quicker and ultimately find answers that otherwise would take huge budgets and longer amounts of time. We've done a lot of research in how AI could be useful in figuring out different protein qualities across different ingredients to make better products and ultimately serve more of the nutritional information that people need from their product.
Okay. Sam Dennigan, founder of plant-based frozen food company Strong Roots, and Enterprise Ireland chairman Michael Carey, thank you very much for that. More business news in the next hour. That's all for now.